so many enjoy the freedom of no longer tracking points, certain others apply their knowledge of points to their THM meals and make the combo work together for their own unique journey. Do this your way and let nobody shame you, neither yourself nor anybody else. Chapter 11. Higher Learning. As time goes on and you gain confidence in the Trim Healthy Mama lifestyle, you'll feel ready to dig deeper into the principles behind the plan. We have a couple more concepts here for you to learn when that time comes. You can happily implement the plan right now without this further knowledge, as it doesn't have to be learned straight away. In fact, if you try to grasp all of this when you first start, it might feel like learning algebra when you are only ready for basic addition. Just as we mentioned in the previous chapter concerning numbers, you can come back to this when you feel good and ready. Meet you in the next chapter if you know this is you. Three different S meals. All you need to know as a beginner is an S is an S, and it uses the fuel of fats rather than carbs. That basic knowledge should serve you well enough as you begin to juggle your fuels and freestyle between S and E meals with occasional fuel pulls and crossovers, depending on your particular needs in life. But as you journey on, you'll find out that you can also vary your S meals so they are not all extremely heavy. Most of us love heavy S meals when we first start out, but just as we can learn to juggle our fuels, we can also learn to juggle our S meals, which sometimes allows for better weight loss and sometimes serves as a way to break through stalls. Changing up your S meals between heavy, deep, and light will be a boon to your long-term journey. Heavy S. These meals contain fats that also have a few carbs, like dairy and nuts. Heavy fats are the store-bought creamy dressings, all the nuts and nut butters, avocados, and all forms of dairy products, including heavy cream. Some good examples of a heavy S meal would be our cheeseburger pie recipe. Find that free recipe on our website. Or a dessert like stevia sweetened cheesecake with a nut crust. Heavy S meals are a comforting part of Trim Healthy Mama and can be enjoyed by most of us, but if overdone, they may stall weight loss. Deep S. These meals contain only the purest fats without carbs. Your extra virgin oils and the natural fat in meats and eggs are the fats that work their ultra-slimming magic here. Butter is also considered to be deep S. However, coconut oil has more metabolism-revving qualities. Deep S meals do not use some of the regular S-friendly foods that are a little bit higher in carbs, such as berries, dairy, tomatoes, onions, and nuts or seeds. They focus on leafy greens and the lowest-carb, non-starchy veggies and are liberal with superfood oils. An example of a deep S meal would be chicken, salmon, or beef on a huge plate of greens with some nice swirls of extra virgin olive oil and vinegar. While most deep S meals are dairy-free, a very small amount, 1 tablespoon, of Parmesan or light sheep's cheese like Pecorino cheese may be okay on your salad. Another deep S example would be 2 or 3 butter-fried eggs over a bed of sautéed spinach. Deep S meals are extremely slimming and can be used after a cheat meal to help rid the damage of excess sugars and starches. Light S. Healthy fats of all kinds can be used in light S meals, but less of them. You'll still use more than you would in an E meal or fuel pull, but you might choose to make a sandwich out of chicken breast instead of dark meat chicken with skin, very thin slices of cheese and a moderate smear of mayo rather than thick slices of cheese and gobs of mayo. Light S meals should be woven into the S mix for natural caloric change-up. Or you may choose to make an omelet with 1 egg and 2 egg whites and a couple tablespoons of part-skim mozzarella versus a heavy S omelet made with 3 full eggs, cream cheese, cheddar cheese, and bacon. Do you see that wonderful variation you can have within S meals themselves? Don't limit yourself to one type. Enjoy all three for the joy each brings. Nutshell version. Heavy S equals high fat. Fat from many sources, cheese, nuts, etc. Deep S equals high fat, but with fat from only pure sources with negligible carbs, meat, oils, eggs, etc. Light S equals more than 1 teaspoon of fat from any source, but still fairly light in fat. Fuel stacking. Most people who lose weight steadily on the core plan of THM do not need to worry about what this term even means. Most of us with healthy metabolisms can handle fuel stacks here and there, so don't let this term wig you out. We've seen people lose more than 100 pounds with Trim Healthy Mama and not even know what fuel stacking is. But if you are someone who struggles to lose weight, a stubborn loser, this subject may concern you. As we've pounded over and over again, the Trim Healthy Mama approach is not centered on numbers, but the general guideline is not to go over 5 grams of fat for fuel pull or e-meals, and not to go over 10 grams of carbs for S or fuel pull meals. Fuel stacking occurs when different components of a meal pile up and those numbers are unknowingly surpassed. Let's say you have an S dinner that includes a store-bought low-carb wrap of 6 grams of carbs plus meat and veggies with fat. You had your dinner early, so just shy of 2 hours later, you are hungry. You decide to have a fuel pull snack so as not to combine S and E fuels. You choose to have 2 light rye wassa crackers with Laughing Cow creamy light Swiss cheese wedges, 11 to 12 carbs altogether. Or, instead of the snack, you decide to have a fuel pull dessert straight after your dinner. You go for close to a full cup of Greek yogurt with 1 teaspoon of all-fruit jelly, about 12 carbs altogether. The meal plus snack, or meal plus dessert, puts you over that 10-gram carb number that is the guideline we usually aim to stay under. Actually, even if you have only a half cup of the yogurt, you're going a little over. Okay, please don't freak out. As mentioned, most of us can handle going over the numbers in this way here and there, but others of us may not be able to. This is part of the reason we suggest sticking to a half cup of Greek yogurt when it is used as a dessert, or trying our jiggle-gurt recipe in the Sweet Bowls chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. That slashes the carbs and calories of Greek yogurt in half. We are in love with the taste and texture of that delightful treat, and it is a helpful money saver, too. A similar fuel stacking scenario can occur if you put 2 fuel pulls together that are already close to the top of the number limits. You can end up with a very light crossover. Let's say you have a fuel pull pizza using a Joseph's pita as a crust for your main meal, then a full cup of Greek yogurt with 1 teaspoon of peanut butter as your dessert afterward. You were already close to fuel pull limits for fat and carbs with your pizza, since you used a small amount of cheese. The yogurt upped your carbs much closer to E territory, and then the teaspoon of peanut butter took you past the fat limits as well. Voila! You have a very light crossover. Maybe not a bad thing for many of us, but not as slimming as it could be. How to avoid a fuel stack. You don't have to start counting obsessively. That's bondage. Just know that not all fuel pull foods are created equally. While 0% Greek yogurt and low-fat cottage cheese are considered fuel pulls, they have more carbs in the form of naturally occurring milk sugars than certain other fuel pulls. Fuel pulls that have grains are in a similar boat, for example, wassa crackers. Ultra-fuel pulls are the ones that will not cause any fuel stacking. They contain negligible carbs and fat, so fuel stacking has no chance of occurring. Ultra-fuel pull desserts and snacks are the ones you want to use in close proximity to another meal if you have weight that is hard to shed. What are the ultra-fuel pulls? Dessert and snack recipes like Choco Chip Baby Frap, Thin Thicks, Glooky or Glycine Glory Puddings, Tummy Tucking Ice Cream, or Tummy Spa Ice Cream are all ultra-fuel pulls. Find those in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Small amounts of lean meat, such as a few slices of lean deli turkey, could be ultra also, as that is a snack that contains very little carbs or fat. If you are struggling with stubborn pounds, it simply makes sense to use more of these ultra-fuel poles rather than dairy-based ones as desserts, tagged onto the end of a meal or as snacks close to another meal, especially in the evening, when your body burns less energy. This doesn't mean you cannot use other moderately higher carb fuel pole snacks and desserts in your THM plan. They are not banned for you. They are perfect as a full standalone snack 3 hours away from a meal. They often work best as afternoon snacks. Two Wasa crackers with Laughing Cow creamy light Swiss cheese wedges for an afternoon snack at 3:30 p.m.? Sure. Add on Pearl's easy recipe for chocolate milk, found on our website. But Wasa crackers too close to another meal can be a problem. A full cup of Greek yogurt for an afternoon snack with berries as an FP snack? Sure. But don't do that right after your S meal if you have very challenging pounds to lose. Once you get it, this is a very easy principle to apply. If you are freaking out with major informational overload right now, we must spray you with our magical memory erase spray. There. Poof. All this info has now been erased from your mind. You heard it too early. Go forth and be a simple, trim-healthy mama with our sisterly blessing. Do not come back to this chapter until your newbie anxiety has lessened. Chapter 12. Thirsty Mama. You're going to learn how to drink yourself trim. Anything you put into your body in liquid form is absorbed much faster into your bloodstream. When it comes to weight, a drink can either be the worst offender or the best trimming tool. Finding your trim will depend upon you having the knowledge to tweak your liquid world to your healthiest favor. If your drink contains sugar, your blood glucose levels will immediately skyrocket. This rapid sugar high is worse for your body than a regular sugar high from food, which is already bad enough. It is basically fat in a drink, and that still applies to all those fat-free varieties too. Most sodas are fat-free, but with every gulp they pour on the pounds. The obvious naughty list. We have to tackle the baddies first. Don't worry, the goodies list is coming. We just need to nullify some options from your brain's playlist. Once these naughty guys are removed, a new world of liquid goodness will open up to you. Soda or pop. Do we really need to say anything else here that hasn't been said about this stuff? The hazards of soda have been preached over and over, yet soft drinks are a $60 billion annual industry. Okay, we'll take our turn. In a nutshell, they are the death of a trim waistline. The problem is that we are told to quit soda, but willpower doesn't last long, so we have to have something equally delicious to replace soda with. Never fear, all the bubbles you could ever want can be had the healthy way. We'll show you how in our recipes, but if you want store-bought, there are already many brands of stevia-sweetened soft drinks available. Or a more budget-friendly approach is to enjoy sparkling water mixed with natural, plan-approved sweeteners and flavored with extracts found at any grocery store. Highly caffeinated energy drinks. They usually contain high amounts of sugar combined with mega amounts of caffeine. They might seem like a quick fix, but in the long term, they are energy thieves that can rob the life out of your adrenals. The sugar-free versions are usually sweetened with artificial sweeteners, so are not a great choice for your body. Coffee. Nah, just kidding. You can drink Joe on the plan, although we recommend moderation. If you're drinking coffee all day just to survive because you're not getting enough sleep, that is coffee abuse and not moderation. Coffee itself is not the problem. It is what you put in it that can make it naughty. You'll learn to drink coffee without undoing its wonderful health benefits by adding sugar and processed creamers. Most coffee shop concoctions, think double mocha caramel fudge swirl latte, might be hip, but are very cruel to your actual hips. If you want the coffee shop experience, stick to regular brewed coffee or Americano with optional heavy cream or half and half. Pull out an on-plan sweetener from your purse and you have it made. More about coffee soon. Sweet tea. It might be what you grew up with, but this drink is the undoing of trim waistlines all over the globe. Tea's on the plan. Sugar is not. You're going to learn to sweeten up your tea with our on-plan sweeteners, and you'll love them. Check out Sweet and Slender Iced Tea in the More Drinks chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. The Deceiving Naughty List. The following drinks aren't doing you any favors either. Fruit juice. This is the greatest deceiver. Even 100% juice is 100% fattening. Never remove fruit juice from its own fiber. Eat the whole fruit in e-meals, and if using in a smoothie, throw the whole thing in the blender, minus the rind and seeds. Honey-sweetened tea or coffee. While raw honey has health benefits and will tell you in Chapter 13, Sweet Mama, how it can be implemented on plan, using it in drinkable form daily is a sticky fat trap. Diet soda or pop. Artificial sweeteners are not part of Trim Healthy Mama. We're not saying you have to quit your diet sodas today. Baby step your way, and if you have a diet soda or two while you're still figuring out your meals, we won't shun you. You'll do this in your own time, and let your taste buds adapt to natural zero-calorie or low-calorie sweetened sodas, rather than artificial ones. Milk. It does the body good. Feeding your baby your own milk certainly does. Allowing your high-metabolism children to drink some whole, raw cow's or goat's milk does too. Drinking it yourself as a full-grown adult does not, if you have weight to lose. If you are a natural, super skinny type, have at it if you can find a source for pastured raw milk. But milk is a fat and carb combination, a natural crossover in liquid form, which means it is more weight-promoting than a crossover in solid form. We've got lots of yummy milk alternatives that will cream up your smoothie or bowl of oatmeal or make a fantastic chocolate milk. You can easily find unsweetened almond, flax, cashew, and coconut milks at grocery stores, and they are all on plan. Did you hear the word unsweetened? Original versions, without the word unsweetened, means sweetened with sugar of some kind. You will smartly sweeten up your plan-approved milks at home. Sports drinks. These are often extremely high in sugars and artificial colors. Stay far away from those. Some vitamin waters are sweetened with stevia and erythritol. Check labels. If you can find one sweetened that way, they'll be fine. Health food store drinks. Just because your bottled drink comes from your local organic market does not mean it is trim or health friendly. The following drinks can put a bunch of organic weight on you. Natural cane juice sweetened colas. Fattening. Cane juice is just another form of sugar. Naturally sweetened lemonades or teas. The term naturally sweetened printed on food and drink labels usually just means you'll become naturally fat. Sorry, but it's true. High glycemic sweeteners such as honey, fruit juice concentrate, agave, organic raw cane sugar, maple syrup, date syrup, and brown rice syrup are just so-called healthy ways to help you gain weight, especially in liquid form. Organic fruit juice smoothies. Hard on your blood sugar. Watch out for any drinks with apple or pear juice concentrates, or any juice concentrate, for that matter, aside from lemon. Fresh-made juice from the juice bar featuring carrots or apples. Watch out for the myth of carrot juice. It has an effect similar to that of fruit juice on blood glucose. Many people turn to juicing as a way of fighting diseases such as cancer, but cancer feeds on sugar, so igniting the bloodstream in this way does not make sense. If you would like to add juice to your diet, do so with a base of mild green juices such as cucumber or celery and romaine lettuce with smaller concentrations of more pungent greens. You can also make Serene's Earth Milk Sip recipe. Check out the video on how to make that on our website or on YouTube, or find the written recipe in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. It is a cleansing, blood sugar stabilizing way to drink greens for health. Coconut water. The thin liquid contained in a coconut, as opposed to the milk made from the nut, has many health benefits and is great for infants and children who have diarrhea, as it restores electrolytes. If you are drinking it frequently, it will inhibit weight loss as it contains significant sugars. A way of receiving the wonderful benefits of coconut water while preserving your trimming goals is through fermenting it, which naturally lowers the carbs. Google coconut water kefir. Vitamin charged waters. These products are usually sweetened with sugar or an artificial sweetener, but there are now a couple of brands like Sobe and Vitamin Water that use stevia and erythritol as natural, low-calorie sweeteners. You must look at the nutrition label to make sure you are buying the right one. It should say zero calories and list only stevia or erythritol as sweeteners. Your can-haves. Enough with the naughties. There are so many goodies in your drink future, you won't feel deprived. Check out our beverage section in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook for our all-day sipper recipes, or check out some of our videos of them on our website or on YouTube. Good Girl Moonshine has become as much a household brand in Trim Healthy Mama land as Coke is around a college vending machine. This drink can help you kick the soda habit and pep up your health. Good Girl Moonshine was first in the line of sipper drinks that we created to help you stay happily hydrated on your THM journey. Also, in the beverages segment of our cookbook, check out The Shrinker, which does as its name suggests and helps to shrink your fat cells. We have a free video for that, too. The Singing Canary is another in our popular sipper series. If you love orange juice, this can give you that fix. Turmeric, the star ingredient in this drink, is known as a cancer fighter, an adrenal healer, and an inflammation fighter, and is also a skin-beautifying tonic. Coffee and tea, the trimming way. These drinks have been around for centuries, so why would we be so cruel as to suddenly rip them from your life? Our stance is go ahead. Shouts and cheers, fist pumps and high fives all around. We join you in a resounding yay. It was all the rage in the 1980s to vilify coffee. Coffee and cigs went together. Take a sip on one and a puff on the other. Not so anymore. You can drink your coffee without the slightest bit of guilt. Latest research has exonerated coffee of its bad reputation. It is a myth that coffee leaches minerals from your body, and it is a myth that coffee is dehydrating. But you should not count it as part of your water intake. In moderate amounts, both coffee and tea are beneficial because of their extraordinarily high antioxidant amounts and mood-lifting abilities. Black tea, oolong tea, and green tea can be consumed more liberally than coffee since they have less caffeine. These teas can aid in weight loss, especially oolong tea, which is an important ingredient in The Shrinker, can calm nerves due to their theanine content, and are anti-aging tools. Coffee elevates dopamine levels, which contribute to a feeling of happiness and can lessen the chance of getting Parkinson's disease. Numerous studies indicate that coffee consumption is associated with a sharply reduced risk of type 2 diabetes, including an 18-year follow-up study on Swedish women released in the Journal of Internal Medicine. A 2012 study released in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry found that coffee is able to inhibit toxic amyloid proteins that are normally found in the pancreas of people with type 2 diabetes. The Chinese researchers in this study found that 4 cups per day slashes the risk for diabetes in half. Logic says it doesn't make sense to put sugar in coffee if we want to benefit from these diabetes-fighting components. Coffee is now also considered by many researchers to be a cancer-fighting drink. Laboratory studies show that it may have an anti-tumor effect against ovarian, colon, liver, and other cancers. A study released in the May 2011 edition of Breast Cancer Research showed that postmenopausal women who drink moderate to large doses of coffee are also at significantly less risk for an aggressive type of breast cancer known as estrogen receptor, ER negative. You certainly don't have to drink coffee to be a trim healthy mama, but if you love the idea of coffee with a swirl of real cream in the morning, you've found the right plan. When we say swirl, we don't mean a third of a cup. No, your dreams are not dashed. You can get a good creamy coffee from a couple of tablespoons of heavy cream. Even one tablespoon of it makes some of us happy. Others need 3 tablespoons or they feel deprived, and we can't let that happen. They do just fine like that. You'll find your own heavy, creamy sweet spot that your body can handle. If you are postmenopausal, you may want to err on the side of 1 to 2 versus 3 tablespoons. You can also use half and half if you prefer. If you want a super indulgent coffee now and then with oodles of cream, have at it. But don't make that your constant. Sometimes you will be having an E breakfast. Coffee and cream is an S beverage. Keep this in mind if you're not wanting to cross over on purpose, otherwise you'll be doing it by mistake. Not to worry. A small amount of half and half rather than heavy cream can still leave you in E mode. Or we have created a way of creaming up your coffee for E or fuel pull needs that is delicious and health promoting. It is called the Trimacino Light, and it can cream up all your teas, hot chocolates, and coffees without too much fat added. Check out the Hot Drinks chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook for lots of Trimacino recipes. If you happen to like your coffee black, that is fine too. Or if you enjoy a little unsweetened almond or cashew milk in your coffee, that works. Those are fuel pull options and harmonize with any meal style. But some of us think black coffee is blech. To all our British, Kiwi, and Aussie mamas, we were born in New Zealand and grew up down under in Australia before moving to the United States, so we know not to mess with your hot tea. A spot of milk in a cup of hot tea is compulsory under the Commonwealth. Well, not quite, but we're not going to go against the might of the royal family. A spot of milk is not enough to do any damage. We're not talking a quarter of a cup here. You'll be fine. We raise our teacups and pinkies to you in salute. Fruit juice drinkers. Fruit-flavored herbal teas will be a fantastic replacement for you. Brewed, then iced and sweetened up to perfection with plant-approved sweeteners, nothing better. The same applies to peppermint tea. So refreshing. Check out our fruit-flavored slushy recipes in the Frozen Treats chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook for more fruity goodness. Kombucha. There is no denying the health benefits of this drink. Enjoy a half cup with your S meals and even more with your other meals. While most of the sugars in it have been eaten up in the fermenting process, a few remain, so it is best not sipped on all day. Water. So many diet plans force water on you. We're not going to tell you to drink a certain number of ounces per body weight. You'll no longer be chugging down sugary sodas, sports drinks, and juices, so your water intake should naturally increase. You can also use any of our all-day sipper drinks to help you stay hydrated and to bring more flavor to your life. You won't want to fully replace water with those options. You still need some pure water, but we don't want you obsessing over ounces and cups per day or making yourself feel like a dehydrated failure if you don't meet a quota. Some plans go too far with their rigidity over water. You're left sloshing around all day, constantly having to use the bathroom. Common sense is a good approach with water. Adult beverages. If you like a nice glass of wine, either white or red, you can have it on plan in moderation. Be sure it is a dry wine, as sweet wines are fattening. We know it goes against all wine snobbery rules, but there are certain trim healthy mamas who only like sweet wines, so they add a tiny bit of pure stevia extract to their glass. Please don't report them to the Winery Association. If you want to drink beer, stick to a low-carb or light beer. The beer belly is aptly named for a reason. Too much alcohol can quickly go from being a health tonic to a health destroyer, so please know we are not advocating drunkenness here. If you are including too much wine too often, it can also interfere with your weight loss, and that is even more true when it comes to beer. Go easy, but do enjoy from time to time if desired. Chapter 13. Sweet Mama. You can keep your sweet tooth. Why try to deny it? Life would be awfully dull without dessert, and what woman can live without chocolate? Not us. Healthy treats are part of the food freedom lifestyle. As a trim healthy mama, you won't be eating sugar unless you choose to have an off-plan treat now and then. Please don't be fooled by packages of sugar labeled organic or unrefined. Sugar is sugar in your bloodstream and is still as inflammatory no matter how earthy the packaging looks or what buzzwords are used to advertise it. Those earthy options will just cost you more. Thankfully, this sugar-free state happens naturally on THM. We don't start with rule number one, stop eating sugar. That's just going to make you want to reach for the nearest candy bar. Instead, you'll start eating healthy sweet treat options that can take the place of other health-destructive ones. Little by little, you'll become more successful at finding fantastic subs for the treats you crave. One day, you wake up to realize, hey, I haven't had sugar in a month, and I'm not missing it. Go you. So, how do you get your sweet fix as a THM? Keeping with our theme that we are all unique with different preferences and challenges, you have a few natural sweetener options to choose from. First, let's discuss what to avoid, aside from sugar itself. No to artificial sweeteners. The fake sweetener industry is a billion-dollar one, but we predict that might begin to wane. Similar to what happened with cigarettes, the more that is known about the harmful effects of artificial sweeteners, the harder it will be for these companies to keep people hooked on them. Aspartame, sold under the brand names Equal or NutraSweet, has constantly shown dangerous side effects in independent research. It is a known neurotoxin that causes overexcitement in brain cells that leads to their death. Aspartame is now banned in many countries, yet sadly, it is still the number one sweetener of diet sodas here in the United States. Sucralose, or what is more commonly known as Splenda, has been thrust forward as the healthier alternative, but there are grave concerns that it disrupts the endocrine system. Some scientists call Splenda a mild mutagen, depending on how much is absorbed. Some researchers have put forth that it has more in common with pesticides like DDT than table condiments like salt or sugar. It doesn't come from anything grown in the ground, so we'll nix it. Thanks. Note: if Splenda is something you are having great difficulty giving up, you can still be a trim healthy mama. We'll try not to nag you too much about it, as nagging never works, but we do want to encourage you to switch over to the natural sweeteners mentioned here. We understand your tastes are used to one sweetener right now, and it takes time to adjust. Do your best and baby step your way in, even if you have to cut Splenda from your life more slowly than abruptly. Yes to stevia. This is the main, but not only, sweetener option on the plan. Please don't call stevia an artificial sweetener. You'll hurt her feelings. Stevia is a plant with leaves that have a natural sweet taste and, incredibly, this sweetness has no calories, carbs, or fat grams, so this makes it a fantastic chief sweetener if you need to lose weight. Now, before you say, yuck, tried that and it's nasty, give us a minute and we may change your mind. Stevia extract is the sweet powder that is extracted from the leaves, but be aware that not all powders taste the same. You know this from experience, especially if your first word was blech when we mentioned stevia. Don't be gun-shy about trying again once we arm you with pointers for stevia success. We're going to teach you how to use this plant so it actually tastes wonderful in your treats. But we will also have to warn you about what to watch out for. Not all stevia sweeteners are beneficial to your health or waistline. The risk of type 2 diabetes and obesity and the recent spotlight on the hazards of artificial sweeteners have caused stevia to become more readily available. You can probably find it in your local grocery store, whereas it would have been extremely rare just 10 years ago. Due to this growing demand for stevia, cheap, low-grade extracts are flooding the market. They are often mixed with fillers that are actually harmful to your health and your waistline. This brings us to the perfect setup for a shameless sales pitch to convince you that the Trim Healthy Mama brand is the one and only stevia you must buy, right? Nah. If you find another brand of stevia that meets our criteria and you like it, then go for it. We won't hold a grudge. We'll try not to, at least. When we wrote our first self-published book, we had no idea of the response that was to come and never conceived that one day we'd have to launch our own line of natural sweeteners. We mentioned the brand of stevia we used at the time, which we had no association with, and how it was pure and tasted great. That particular company got swamped with tens of thousands of orders, but, sadly, only a few months later, they changed out their stevia to a lesser-grade extract. We got flooded with emails from women telling us their desserts suddenly tasted terrible and please would we do something about it and fix this mess. We scouted the globe looking for the best-tasting, most pure, and minimally processed stevia that our mamas could come to rely on. We tasted hundreds of stevia extracts, and most ended up right in the trash. Ugh was our most commonly repeated word. Serene sent her husband on a mission. He had to go to the source, across the globe to the farms where the plants are actually grown, and find something incredible for our mamas. We were beyond ecstatic when we tasted the one. It almost felt like finding the Holy Grail. Major happy dorky dances were performed in our kitchens that day. Trim Healthy Mamas everywhere felt the same way once they got their hands on it. Their drinks and desserts tasted great again. Our stevia extract is completely organic and is made from the highest grade of stevia available, 99% Rebbiana, which costs us a lot more but gives you better purity and taste. This extract and the blends we've created with it don't have that awful bitter aftertaste when used correctly. Having said all that, we do need to put a lid on the boasting for a minute to say, if your local grocery store provides you with a plan-approved stevia that floats your boat, then we're happy because we want you to succeed. This plan needs to be doable for you and your unique situation. We do need to give you some pointers, though, on what not to buy. The Stevia Baddies. Please examine labels carefully and avoid any stevia blends that are mixed with the following: sugar, dextrose, fructose, maltodextrin, agave. The Stevia Goodies. Any stevia that is a pure extract. While not mandatory, it is best to use an organic source of unbleached, water-extracted stevia with a grade of at least 95%. Any stevia blend that contains only stevia extract plus either erythritol or xylitol. While not mandatory, it is best to use a non-GMO source of erythritol or xylitol. Starting out with stevia. If you are used to the taste of sugar, you're going to have to allow your taste buds some time to transition over to a new sweet taste. Even when using a non-bitter stevia sweetener, some can find the taste odd at first. Hang in there. Here are a couple of tips on how to make this transition smoother. 1. Stevia extract powder is several hundred times sweeter than sugar per serving. Only teensy amounts are used. To measure our pure stevia extract, we use a dunk, our pet term for the tiny 1/32 teaspoon used for a serving size. It takes only one dunk to sweeten up your glass of tea, or two if you have a real sweet tooth. Most stevia blends on grocery store shelves are twice as sweet as sugar, so don't measure cup for cup when trying to rework some of your old favorite recipes. Start with less than half. Our super sweet blend is 4 to 5 times as sweet as sugar. So if a recipe calls for a cup of sugar, you'll only use, at the most, 1/4 cup of super sweet blend. Our other blended stevia, gentle sweet, is approximately twice as sweet as sugar. So if you prefer that, you'll only use a 1/2 cup compared with a cup of sugar. 2. If you have a hard time with stevia-sweetened chocolate recipes at first, give them a little break and focus for a while on recipes flavored with berries, fruit, vanilla, or caramel. Try Cottage Berry Whip as one of your first THM sweet recipes to help your taste buds acclimate better. Find our video for that recipe on our website or on YouTube. Once you've been using stevia for a little while with these more adaptable flavors, chocolate recipes will taste better when you go back to them. Gentle sweet will be the kindest option to your taste buds at first. How do I know which type of stevia to get? It's a good idea to always have some pure stevia extract in your cupboard. This pure form is the most budget-friendly way to sweeten up your drinks. There is no need to go throwing money into pound after pound of a blended stevia if you like lots of sweet drinks, such as our all-day sippers, when a couple or a few dunks will do the trick just fine and save you lots of money. A small pouch of pure extract can last you months, even if using it daily. But we gotta be honest, it is harder to get great baking results using a pure stevia extract alone. This is where a blended stevia option can really shine. Adding a little bit of pure stevia to either xylitol or erythritol, two natural sugar alcohols, or a combination of both of those in the case of our gentle sweet, can allow for baking success. Xylitol tastes the most like sugar. It is extremely gentle on your blood sugar, so it is plan-friendly, but with a caution. It does have a few calories, which can add up if you throw xylitol into all your treats, and when used in excess, it can cause some tummy issues, gas, and diarrhea. Using xylitol alone can be another money burner because it is not quite as sweet as sugar, so you have to use a bunch to get a good sweet taste. Adding pure stevia to xylitol, as we have done with Gentle Sweet, makes most of its issues go away. You'll be able to use less of it, which solves the calorie problem, the money problem, and, for most, the gas and bloating problem. Xylitol has another issue if you have a dog in your house. Dogs cannot eat xylitol. It can make them very sick and in some cases can be fatal. Please keep treats made with xylitol away from your dogs. Dogs have vastly different digestive systems than humans. There are other foods they are not supposed to eat, such as chocolate, so keep those chocolate cupcakes you make with Gentle Sweet well out of reach of your canine family members. If you don't want to take any chances with your dog and xylitol, look for a stevia erythritol blend. It won't pose the same doggy health issues. Trim Healthy Mama's Super Sweet Blend contains no xylitol and no calories and is extremely budget-friendly. It is best to use small amounts of it, or else it will be too potent, so try just a couple teaspoons in your shakes or smoothies or single-serve muffins, and just 3 to 4 tablespoons in a big batch of muffins. If you can't get the right sweetness with it, purchase erythritol, which measures cup for cup like sugar, and mix 1.5 pounds with your bag of super sweet blend. It will then be only about twice the sweetness of sugar, more forgiving a taste if you put too much in your treats and easier to work with for your tastes. You should be able to find stevia erythritol blends locally at most grocery stores too. Again, we must caution that you avoid needless fillers like maltodextrin and, although not mandatory, we do want to encourage you to seek non-GMO sources and to use brands that do not contain natural flavors, which is sometimes, but not always, code for monosodium glutamate, MSG. There is no good reason to put natural flavors in stevia, which is already naturally sweet. But that will be a personal choice for you, so don't feel condemned either way. You can find more details about how to use Trim Healthy Mama sweeteners at www.trimhealthymama.com. Honey. Yes or no? Teeming with enzymes and minerals, raw honey has some undeniable healing abilities. Nothing shines like raw honey as a holistic allergy medicine, since it actually counters pollen allergens. Its antibacterial and antifungal properties make it an incredible wound healer. It promotes the growth of good bacteria in the intestine, and here's a biggie. It helps counter high homocysteine levels to maintain a healthy heart. These are compelling reasons to keep a little raw honey around to ingest regularly. Little is the key word here. While honey is a known biblical sweetener, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 27 wisely says, "It is not good to eat too much honey." The problem in our culture is that when honey is used, it is usually in the too much rather than the little category. Many whole foodsy sort of recipes that are supposed to be so natural and good for you call for anywhere from a half to a full cup of honey, which is then paired with grain-based flours. This combination of high carbs upon high carbs is cruel to cells that are already too stuffed with blood sugar from our modern diet. All the health benefits of honey can be quickly overshadowed by its ability to raise blood sugar, especially when paired with other starches and fruits, as it so often is. Putting it bluntly, honey can very easily make you fat. But honey does not need to be ditched altogether. If you can find a good source for local raw honey, including 1 teaspoon per day as a holistic health supplement is fabulous. To figure where honey fits in your own THM journey, look at the season of life you are in with a good dose of honesty. Are you currently in the weight loss part of your journey? Do you have blood sugar issues such as insulin resistance, prediabetes, or full-blown diabetes? In these cases, it doesn't make sense for you to be chiefly sweetening with honey on a day-to-day basis. It should only be used in the small medicinal doses we just mentioned. The exception to this would be for those who don't have a sweet tooth and who rarely have desserts or sweet drinks. If you'd prefer to just have the rare honey-sweetened treat rather than frequently using stevia, that is a viable choice, and it should not set you off track too much. But the majority of us THMs love our daily sweet drinks and treats. Sipping on a honey-sweetened drink all day will not work in your trimming favor. Are you at or close to goal weight? You may want to include a little more raw honey here and there. Don't be afraid to put 1 tablespoon in your smoothies or shakes sometimes. But even though we are both at goal weight, we have not simply traded out stevia for honey. Most of our sweetness still comes from stevia, but we enjoy more honey than we did in the earlier stages of our THM journey. If you are exercising a lot, running around burning up energy, and feel like you can handle, or even benefit from, the glucose-fructose energy gift of honey, do so, but always in moderation. Children can enjoy regular honey-sweetened treats if they don't have weight issues, since their cells are not nearly as insulin-resistant as ours. But remember, even children shouldn't overdo glycemic impact sweeteners. Our children enjoy both honey and stevia-sweetened treats. They often use a little of both in their oatmeal, in their drinks, and in some baked sweet treats they enjoy making. In our homes, we call that honey and dunk. These two sweeteners harmonize fabulously together. Stevia extract is actually a much more affordable sweetener than honey, since it is so potent, so combining them this way helps out our budgets. Caution. Beware of store-bought, pasteurized honey. It has a much higher glycemic index compared with raw honey, almost as high as that of sugar. Some people believe that buying natural honey from the grocery store is a less processed approach than using a stevia extract. Testing has shown that more than 3/4 of the honey on grocery shelves is ultra-filtered. This is a high-tech procedure in which honey is heated, watered down, and then forced at high pressure through extremely small filters to remove all traces of pollen. We are not saying this process of ultra-filtering itself is necessarily horrible. We're just evening the playing field. The processing of stevia has come under some harsh scrutiny from some online bloggers. But most grocery store honey these days is far from minimally processed. One word of warning. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that infants younger than 12 months should avoid all sources of honey, raw or unpasteurized. What if you have a super high metabolism and actually need to put on weight? In this instance, it does not make sense to use stevia over honey. Try a little raw honey with every meal. Always make sure to center these meals with protein. And don't forget to load the butter on, too, for a good crossover effect. Coconut sugar. Yes or no? While coconut sugar does not spike your blood glucose nearly as much as regular sugar, it does have a glycemic index, GI, in the mid-30s, which means its ability to raise blood sugar is about the same as that of raw honey. It contains both carbs and calories, so if weight loss is desired, it is best not to use coconut sugar as a chief sweetener. Like honey, though, it is another sweetener that can be used with our blessing when you are close to or at goal weight, for children, or for those who only like rare sweet treats and prefer to use it over stevia sparingly. Agave syrup. Yes or no? While this is promoted as a low glycemic sweetener and safer than sugar, we don't recommend it due to its extremely high fructose component. Due to processing, even at low temperatures, it has an unnaturally high concentration of 90% fructose to 10% glucose. Nowhere in nature does this occur naturally. The only other food that is similar is high fructose corn syrup, which most people know is extremely unhealthy. Other viable sweeteners on plan. Chicory root and monk fruit extract are two other natural sweeteners that do not have an impact on blood sugar. If you have allergies to any of the above-mentioned sweeteners, you can use these on the plan, but be careful to read labels when purchasing. Make sure they are not blended with any items on the list we mentioned before in the Stevia Baddies section. Chicory root, otherwise known as inulin, can also cause stomach bloating for certain people. Tackling the myths. We can't end this chapter without addressing some of the myths and concerns about stevia that continue to propagate. Please don't simply take our word for it. We encourage everyone to do their own research when considering adding any new food or supplement. There are hundreds of studies and much research available on this subject. We were compelled to get to the bottom of it all for our own peace of mind. Stevia has been called a fake sweetener. Ouch, that stings. And of late, it's been given a hard time by some food blogging sites. Stevia extract powder is not created in a laboratory like artificial sweeteners. It's every bit as natural as honey, maple syrup, or sugar itself. Recently, it's been called overly processed, bleached, and responsible for insulin spikes, despite the fact that it does not raise blood sugar. Stevia is sometimes blamed for triggering sweet taste addictions that will never go away and that cause people to overeat. What else? Oh, yes, it's been labeled an unbiblical sweetener. But here's what hurts the most. Stevia has been blamed for infertility and miscarriage. All joking aside now, some of these are pretty serious accusations. Let's tackle them. Processed and unnatural? Much of this finger-pointing at stevia comes from it being lumped in with the pink and purple packets of artificial sweeteners at your grocery store. Stevia is not sugar, which is perceived to be natural, so what else could stevia be but an artificial sweetener? A fake. This notion could not be more wrong. You may have heard the speculation that artificial sweeteners keep you fat by raising insulin levels, and there may be some truth in that. But don't lump stevia into that category. A study published in the August 2010 issue of Appetite, comparing sugar, aspartame, and stevia, revealed that stevia reduced both blood sugar and insulin levels as compared with the other two sweeteners. This same study revealed that the group who were preloaded with stevia before meals did not overeat at subsequent meals. Stevia plants are grown to maturity, then the leaves are dried naturally. The sweetest parts of the leaf are extracted via water, which simply means they are soaked for periods of time. This water extract is then filtered with the use of food-grade alcohol. In the case of THM stevia, every ingredient used, even this alcohol, is certified organic. Those of you who have ever made a vanilla extract in your kitchen will know that this part of the process is exactly the same one used when extracting vanilla flavor from the vanilla bean. But how does the leaf start out as green and the powder end up as white? Serene's husband led a team for a second visit over to the farms where our stevia is grown and processed to find out more about this. Stevia extract is often unfairly bashed due to the presumption that it is bleached. While it is true that some stevia products are bleached at the end of processing, organic stevia farmers do not typically bleach the extract. THM stevia is never bleached. Since not all parts of the stevia plant are sweet, and some are even bitter, extraction needs to occur for this sweetness to be isolated. The sweet taste of stevia comes from the glycosides inside the leaf. Glycosides are naturally a whitish color, and they can be anything from a creamy hue to a stark white depending on the strain of plant. Once the green part of the leaf, chlorophyll, is separated during the extraction process, the glycosides remain. But even though they've been separated from the other non-sweet parts of the plant, these glycosides are not chemically altered from their original state. The end result after they are dried is a white, fluffy powder. This powder is then usually granulated, making it easier to spoon out or pour through shaker holes. THM's pure stevia extract powder is a little different from most other extracts in that it is not granulated. We choose to leave out this extra step because, in our opinion, it changes the flavor of the stevia, making it slightly more bitter, according to our taste buds, and we also wanted as few processing steps as possible from leaf to powder. True, it's harder to shake out, but that is why we dunk. So, yes, stevia undergoes some processes to get to the white powder state. This does not mean it has been debauched into something not recognized by the human body. If you prefer to grow stevia leaves in your garden, dry them, soak them, and then follow further steps until you can pulverize the re-dried leaves into a green powder, go right ahead. This homemade stevia option is certainly fine for some of our ultra-purists who prefer the whole leaf option rather than the extracted glycosides, but there will be more bitterness in this powder. We used to think that while the green powder didn't taste as good, surely it was the only type that contained all the health benefits of stevia. Our thinking was that the white glycosides did not pose actual harm, but they probably didn't contain many health goodies either. Sort of neutral health ground. We were wrong. A study published in Volume 64, Issue 7 of Nutrition and Cancer in 2012 showed that the extracted part of stevia kills up to 71% of human breast cancer cells after 72 hours of treatment in vitro. Researchers also found that this stevia compound acts as an antioxidant for healthy cells and helps protect them from damage. It does the exact opposite to the breast cancer cells and floods them with toxic free radicals. This halts DNA replication and disrupts the cancer cell's mitochondria, causing the cancer cells to die. The extract itself has also shown significant anti-inflammatory, immune-boosting, and blood sugar-stabilizing effects.